Famous Gemara in Gittin, Akam so Bar, Kam so Chor of Yerushalayim. Because the two people called Kam so and Bar Kam so, couldn't see whether they were related. Two people called Kam so and Bar Kam so, because of these two people, Yerushalayim was destroyed. What's the story very briefly? Everybody knows. Kam so was a friend of this person, of Hahu Gavra, and Bar Kam so was the enemy. And Kam so was supposed to have been invited to the Suuda of Ahu Gavra, but the invitation got mixed up in the mail and it landed up with Bar Kamsa. Sagav already, by the way, Kuntan Mufarshin, I learned that Bar Kamsa was a son of Kamsa. It's a bit strange that two people could be friends while the son of one of them is an enemy. And I've heard the other way around, I've heard. Now, you are like, your father's a bit dodgy. But you don't find people saying to one another, I like you, but your son's a bit dodgy. Who would ever be friendly with someone who doesn't like their son? Right? Interesting. I got it. Anyway. Bishon said, Kamsa, Bar Kamsa. So Bar Kamsa got the wrong invitation. It's also incredible how for thousands of years we still haven't gotten it right with the invitation. It's always about the invitation. Unbelievable. Shonin Kadmon years, Adai, I got an invitation the other day in the mail. If I could afford, I mean, these invitations would cost more than the whole chasna would cost me. Probably handwritten on cloth. Okay. Shembar Kamsa gets invited accidentally. He thinks to himself, probably, that maybe Ahu Gavra wants to make peace. Kiyadua the Meister. Ahu Gavra goes over to Bar Kamsa and says, what are you doing here? Immediately Bar Kamsa realizes this is a mistake, doesn't mean me, he means the other guy, Kamsa. He says, I'll pay for my suda, I'll pay for half your suda, I'll pay for the whole thing. Kum puk, get up and leave. Right, he's chucked out, Kiyadua, he goes, he's mulching Klal Yisrael, and the rest is never how history of Tisha B'Av. Dos of the Mice and Dos of the Gemara. The question is, Vosot Kamsa B'Tavze? Everybody asks this question, what did Kamsa do wrong? Bar Kamsa Chvashte, he's the enemy and he's invited, right, when he gets himself in public, he goes and he's mulching Klal Yisrael, right, to his authorities, that I can hear. Kamsa's not, nothing to do with this, not an accomplice, nothing to do with the crime, and yet the Gemara says because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa equally, Chorv Yerushalayim. There are several answers, let me suggest a new Chiddush today. So the Imole. Says in the Gemara, indirectly, says in the Gemara, that because of Lashon Hara, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Which day? At least that's what we're told. It says it's not directly. The truth is, the Gemara says because of Sinas Chino, but the Mefarshim and the Gemara specifically Lashon Hara aspect of Sinas Chino is actually what destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. So which day? Right, because when the Gemara asks the question in the next line, saying but there was also Sinas Chino in the first Beit HaMikdash, right? And the Gemara brings her eye to that from the pasuk that says that they were speaking Lashon Hara against each other. Right, so now you bring her eye that, so the Gemara's answer over there is that there was Sinas Chinom in the first Beit HaMikdash only in the upper echelons of society. But in the second Beit HaMikdash, all the Klal Yisrael were engaged in Sinas Chinom. But Lamaise, it seems that the aspect of Lashon Hara specifically is what destroyed the second Beit HaMikdash. So the Shaila is like this. Like we just said, the Chofetz Chaim. Pasuk says, "Miho isha chofetz chaim oyhev yomim lirois toiv nesor l'shon chomeiro." And the Chofetz Chaim then wrote, because of that pasuk, the whole sefer called the Chofetz Chaim, how to protect ourselves from the shon chomeiro, how to protect our tongues from ro, which is lashon hara. The shaila is, why is it called lashon hara? Lashon hara means the evil tongue. Lashon hara, the evil tongue. Right? Isn't sheker the evil tongue? Isn't an ask the void in the evil tongue? Isn't Hotsah Shem Shaman in the Batola in the evil tongue? Brochel Batola, Brochel Shem Tzricha, Omin Yisrael, Omin Kedor, everything you can imagine. All the Yisurim that can be done with it, the only gossip is called, in fact, gossip, Hotish Kain Taich in Hebrew. It's called Loshen Hor, Chilus we have, Moti Shemrai. Now there's Moti Shemrai here, Moti Ra, and Mitzoyra, somebody who speaks Loshen Hor, because he's Moti Ra, so stay in the story, I understand. But where does Loshen Hor come from? Why is Lashon Hara the Lashon Hara of all evils? Only gossip. Hot Adin Lashon Hara, the Hei Hayidiyah, goes on Lashon. What's the last of gossip? And the whole chet of Lashon Hara, ad kedei kach, that destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and that's as bad, if not worse, than all the averus chamuras combined. Right, the Gemara says, which is worse, Lashon Hara, Asinas Chinam, or Gilarai Shvichas Tom and Aver Zizar? All of which are Yehori Val Yavar on their own, of which Lashon Hara is not a din Yehori Val Yavar. You don't find in Halacha, if someone says, tell me Lashon Hara, or I'll kill you, then you've got to say kill me. Right? You have to tell them Lashon Hara. So what's Takav Shal Lashon Hara? This is what you say. My dad, it's Takav worse. In fact, it's even worse than all the Averis Chamuras coming. It's even worse than all. So I think once here, I explained the Pshat, so obviously something a little different. So we're going to try and find out what's the story here with Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, where Kamsa came in. We'll try and understand what's Pshat Lashon Hara exactly, why Dafka this Issa. It says that this Issa destroyed Eretz Yisrael right from the first Tisha B'Av, from the time of the Meragdim already, which then became in the Mishnah and Erchin, from the earliest time. By the way, that's another Raya, that it was Lashon Hara Bifrat that destroyed Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Gemara and Erchin says that we find that Lashon Hara was worse than all the Averis. There were doing many Averis in the Midbar. But when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, right, with a negative report, Lashon Hara, right, that is what destroyed Eretz Yisrael. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're crying, right? Atem bechis and mechir shel chinom, you're crying a needless cry. I would be koveah this date as a day of crying for generations. And what was the chet then? Lashon Hara. The Maharal already tells us that the chet of the Meraglim was bifrat Lashon Hara. Hagam, there were other chatoim that involved Lashon Hara in the Midbar. Right, those chatoim, he says, were not directly Lashon Hara, because each one of those you could translate as a chesaron in bitochen, a chesaron in yiras Hashem. But coming back from the Eretz Yisrael and just speaking negative, pure Lashon Hara. You see, the Lashon Hara is the worst of them all. The Shaila is why. Says in the Gemara in Erevin, famous Gemara discussing the machlokas of the Shama and the Tila. So do what we pasken now like this, like the Tila, but the Maisa. The Gemara over there comes out with a very famous statement. The Gemara says that Shammai can say treif, and Mesilo can say kosher, and nevertheless, Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chaim. These and those belong to the words of the living Elohim. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Shammai says no. Mesilo says yes. And what's the halacha? Both are correct. Is it treif? Is it kosher? Yes. Yes, that's the answer. It's both at the same time. Eilu ve'eilu divrei chaim. Right, and you see, if you look in Rashi, Ksubis daf nun zayin or medalef. Rashi explains over there exactly, you know, where this applies. It applies to many areas of halacha and so on and so forth. The concept of eilu ve'eilu divrei chaim is not only limited to Bishamai v'Hillel. So this concept we've heard of, eilu ve'eilu divrei chaim. The question is, how does it work? How does it work? Maral asks, what's Pshat? Eilu ve'eilu divrei chaim. How can they both be right? How can they both be right? Right, we know that there are certain stories with certain rabbonim, right, in certain places that shall remain nameless, right? You can look up these stories where, you know, different parties come and then they beg the rabbi to come down on their side in the story. You know, that's a recent story in America like this. The rabbi tells one party, you're right, and then that party leaves, the second party comes in and the rabbi says, you're right. These are politicians! Right, they're just trying to balance all out in tons of tzveichafnus at the same time. That's what they're trying to do. But in halacha, the state eilu ve'eilu, then there's mamish takiyazur. Now the bishamai ve'bitzulza hagam, they're polar opposites, diametrically opposed. Nevertheless, they're both divrei elokim chaim. What's pshat? Dr. Maharal pshat like this. He says a tremendously sorry. He says in the olam horuchoni, in the world of ruchnis, he says nidoa zazach. There's no such thing as what's called pirud and chiluk. There's no such thing as separation. There's no such thing as this and that. It doesn't exist. Ein kozedor, pshat like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu vashaf nadav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that required certain laws of physics. It's called time, it's called space. These laws govern the physical world in which we live, and therefore they necessitate something that will involve separation. That's what it means. There's a left side and there's a right side. And the left side and the right side, Dr. Maharal, cannot be one at the same time, because by definition they are separated in time and in space. Right? There's a yesterday There's a present time and there's a tomorrow. The Heindel things are separated one from another. They are mispashik, that's the word they use. They move out. Well, the same as number six of the Maharal talks about. The six directions, north, east, south, and west, front, and back. Up and down. Rather. These six elements of time and space, Sheshes, Yomim, Osa, Hashem, Es, Hashemayim, Es, Oris, mandate that there should be an environment, right, of separation. But in the Olam HaEmes, in the Olam HaRuchni, right, in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should have something that this is his and hers, right, mine and yours, left and right, Nisdor Zazah. The whole cult of the plurality only exists in a world that the Kosh Baruch Hu called Teva. Within the world of Teva, we have a concept that you're over there and I'm over here. But the Emes, the Olam Emes, is all a mirage. It's all a mirage. It's a figment of our imagination. That is not all part of the one Echod. This is Pshat that he says when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Kosh Baruch Hu is one. Lachar, what's the big deal that Kosh Baruch Hu is one? I'm also one. As far as I know. What's Hashem Hashem Echod? No. The pshat is not that Kodesh Baruch Hu is only one. Rather, that is the basic pshat, as opposed to the Avodah Zorah of the years. Over time, people have recognized various different koyches in the Bria. But it's much more than that. Hashem Echo Mitzah Kodesh Baruch Hu is oneness itself. Kodesh Baruch Hu is all ichud, right? All combined, all one. Some say that pshat when they say, as Shaykh and Pasuk, lo yosasu yomin and smoil, that you shouldn't deviate left or right from what the Divrei Chachamim is, right? So the Gemara says that even if they Chazal say, even if the Chachamim say that your left is right and that your right is left, then your right is left. Meaning, because in the Olam HaRuchni, your left is right and your right is left. You're just not looking at it right. From your perspective, from your standpoint of Teva, it looks like they're separate. But the truth is, Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Nevi'im Chayim. Very interesting. So I'll just trust them as Pshat in the Pasuk, Pshat in the Tefillah that we say. Oy says shalom bimroimov, is a pshat that Kodesh Baruch Hu creates an environment of shalom bimroimov upstairs in heaven, meaning that complete opposites somehow are all one. That is ultimate shalom. Shalom is when you have the noisim reshut zeh lo zeh lehaktish leyotzo menachat ruach. When you have two complete opposite elements coming together to provide one complete whole. That's Taish Shomayim. Eish El Mayim in Shomayim is one reality. Creating something called Shomayim. Favos? Because they're not opposite in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. To out. Fila is, Oyseh Shalom Bimroimov, he who makes Shalom, only in the Meroimim, and not higher, who Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. We should have that kind of shleimus, that kind of shalom, that kind of peace, so to speak. The opposite elements coming together to create one unit, that is what we're davening for. But it's only Bimroimov that such a shalom can be found. We daven that, halavai, we should have a piece of that in this world. But the reality, only Bimroimov can you have true shalom. Which is why in our world we can't have shalom. That's the evidence. That is why, since the beginning of time, literally since the beginning of time, this world cannot have shalom. It can't. It's always, naturally, Mr. Orman will explain to us later maybe, right, the concept of an expanding universe. But the truth is that in the Sifrei Machshava, the concept of an expanding universe is that things are always pulling away from each other. That is the natural state of affairs in which we live. Things naturally pull away. I naturally dislike you. Unless I work on myself. I can't help it. That is the world of Teva. As though you know, it's only been Roy Mob that there's Shalom. In this world, I can't have Shalom. It says, Olam al Chava already. Already Shalom by his problems. Already. The first day. Because Walker says, what have you done? He says, don't blame me, it's my wife. Cain and Hebel. He kills 25% of the world's population in one blow. Umeyoz va'ad ator. It's always been that way. Have we ever had a time when the world is at peace? They can't even have Olympics in China, right, without blowing up 16 police. Of course, they won't say on the newscast who these people were to blow up the 16 police. Of course, Chassid Shalom was sure they were Jews between the age of 18 and 30. Now, that's not our Indian. The fact is, the world can't get along. I think the symbol of the Olympics, those circles coming together, so to show some kind of unity, togetherness, are still a darkness. Because the Olam HaTeva is built from Machlokes. The root of Machlokes is Chalokim, Chiluk, break it. That's the way it is. You have to have superhuman effort to try and overcome the natural order of the world and then try and create shalom. It's almost impossible because it's something that's super earthly, beyond this world. There's no shtein in this world. But that is the ultimate of shalom. Shalom doesn't mean that two people just don't fight. Right? Someone says, I have shalom bias, meaning I don't argue with my wife. That's not shalom bias. A lot of people have that. A lot of people don't even have that. And a lot of other people are satisfied to say, I don't fight with my wife. I don't. And that's that we fine. You know, each one's living in their own little bubble. Everyone's living in their own little world. Right? And between Canaan and Hoa, the job and the business and all that. You know. When we talk, we don't fight. That's the shalom bayis. That's the shalom bayis. That's the shtuyot. Shalom bayis is dafke e'esaloi e'zeh e'negdoi. When there's an opposite, a polar opposite, completely different. Zochan and Keva, total opposite. Shamayim va'oretz, literally. And nevertheless, somehow the shleim was there. Oh, that's the shalom. And that's what I'm talking about. Shalom and Brahimov. Shem Tzvarim, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom because of this. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom because HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines all the complete opposites. The same halacha, interesting, Mishnah Berurah and Peidalit. There's a whole discussion as to whether you're allowed to greet someone in the bathroom. Right? Can you say shalom in the bathroom? Betzim shouldn't be able to say shalom in the bathroom. Why? Not betzim shouldn't be able to. Halachically, you're not allowed to say shalom in the bathroom. Oh, shalom, shalom, you know. Shalom, shalom, you're not allowed to say that in the bathroom. Because you're using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Hashem Shalom. Huh? Not allowed to say shalom. You're allowed to say hello. But you can't give shalom, you can't say the word shalom in the bathroom. Right? Says that Mishnah Berurah, write it in a letter. Oftentimes you see Shin, Lamed, Vav, Dash, right? Apostrophe. Why? Because right, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what his name is. Because, so why, Taka, do we say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom? Right? What's the header for that? The Sforim say, amazingly, the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows his name, right, to be eradicated to help promote Shalom Bayis and the Mice of Soito, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows his name to be used to promote Shalom between two people. He says, I'll tell you what, you can use my name Shalom. If that brings people together, fine. Some people take it even further than that, and they say, because if you don't have the element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Shalom, you'll have no peace. There is no peace if it's not built from the world of Ruchnis. And this is also true in the story of Shalom Magim Hor, Shalom Bayis speech here. But the emphasis is that the Shalom Bayis reality is it can only be achieved if there's an ultimate Ruchnistic goal between people. That's the poshut, right? That's what I'm saying. If you invoke the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Shalom, there's nothing more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. You see that from the Soto. The Maral takes it further. I'm not sure how much time we have, or don't have, rather. But the Maral of the Etzin takes it further from the Gemara there in the Erechin that discusses Lashon Hoyt, Kedai, Tziva, there, Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim. Maral basically, very Bekitzer, points out there in the Gemara that first of all, it was the 10th Nisoyan, in fact, Kiva Yochid, if you can call it that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times until the Meraglim, and at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I've had it. Right, and the Lashon 10, the number 10 reflects Shleimus. It's a fascinating Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that the difference is the onus of the Mafata and the Motzi Shemra. That a Motzi Shemra and the Ma'is of Nar Moirosa, yeah, actually pay double of an onus and a Mafata. So the Maral, why? Right, the Maral, because if someone is Ma'anes, right, so that is considered a chet of the goof only. But if you Motzi Ra, if you speak Lashon Hara, that's the chet of the goof and the Neshama. Right, he speaks like many great details. Could I see in the Sefer Solom the whole shtickle of the Maral? He has 11 shtiklach, right, on the Koyach HaLoshen, and then he speaks out time and again the fact that Dibur is what makes us human. Dibur is what makes us Ruchni. The Dibur is the connection point between Shamayim Va'aret. Dibur is the connection between the head and the rest of the Guf, where the head, which is the seat of the Ruchnius, which is the seat of the Neshama, and Neshama Shememoichi, is in the head. He says that's why the Koyach HaDibur is located exactly at the midpoint in the Guf and the Neshama. And that's why it says in the Potter, Yipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, and Uchel is said, Ruach Memalala, what makes us a Nefesh, and the Neshama is HaDibur, on and on and on and on. Someone who is Motzi Ra is destroying that connection between Shemai and Boris. It's not a poshut, but he speaks out in a great deal in a very beautiful way. He says that's also why, someone, it says in the Gemara and Erechim, someone who speaks Lashon Hara is Kofar Be'ikah. Kofar Be'ikah. Which Ikah? The Ikah that separates us from the animals. What makes a person the Tzelem Elokim? What makes a person special? What makes a person Ruchni? The fact that he has a Koyach HaDibur. Someone neglects, or worse, abuses the Koyach HaDibur, who's Koyach the Ne'ika, what it means to be a person, to be a fundamental person. He also says that's why, he says that's why a Metzora is sent away from the Tzibur, sent away. For two reasons. First of all, because that's what he did. He separated two people, one from another, right? And therefore he needs to be separated. He says actually deeper than that. It's actually deeper than that. Because Loshen Hara, right? Where Dibur is supposed to be the Chibur Shemayim Boretz, where the Koyach HaLoshen is supposed to be something that connects people, I even saw some in Chizhut Torah, that Loshen is Maloshen Lisho, which means to knee things together, comes together. And he takes that very Koyach and he uses it to separate people, right? So he's going against the very mitzvahs of the world. The mitzvahs of being alive, the tachlis of being alive is to draw people together, to draw Shemayim Ha'aretz together. Right? And he's using that very koach to separate people, so the mitzvahs he has to be separated. Basically what it means is you're taking away his very essence. The concept of sending a mitzvah out of the machane is because that is what he has done to himself. Yiposhet cannot exist within a human arena. So now coming back to if this is true, coming back to the depth, the only ke'inyan, the choymer ho'inyan of Loshen Hara, there's a pshat like this. It's not so much that it's a punishment for speaking Loshen Hara, that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the Beit HaMikdosh, and Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us into Golos. It's not so much that it's a punishment, because it could be taka, that it's such as punishment, and the choymer ho'inyan, you're right, Gilarai, Shvichas, Domim, Avodah, these things could be worse. But there's such a thing called Teva. And Klal Yisrael don't belong to the world of Teva. Since the beginning of time, since the beginning of our history, because Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu, and shared the Pasuk by Yoytzei Oysoi Hachutso, he took him outside. Sforim say it doesn't just mean outside the tent. He took him completely outside the realm of Matthias, outside the universe. And he says, can you count the stars, Avraham Avinu? So what does Avraham Avinu do? Avraham Avinu starts counting the stars. Shtel Zachfor, how many stars Avraham Avinu could see in those days without the smog, and without the pollution, and without the streetlights? Because Moses says, Tucha Lisboroso, can you count these stars? Avraham Avinu says, I'll give it a shot. One, two. Because Moses says, okay, Avraham Avinu, you can stop there. Tell ye as Aracha. But that is how your children will be. The same way that you employ this ridiculous impossibility to even think you can begin counting the stars. Meshuggah. Tell ye as Aracha. Your children will similarly defy Mitzvahs in that kind of way. Completely the Ma'alim and Ateva. By your tears, Aracha completely the Ma'alim and Ateva. Avon was not supposed to have children. Sarah was not supposed to have children. Oba kibi Yitzchok yikorei lecho zora. Why? Completely lemalim and akeva. And may oz va'ad ato. From that day we have never, ever belonged here. The mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael doesn't belong here. I think I've once said even here before, the moshel that a Maggid in Yerushalayim gives about the peoples of the world. He says the peoples of the world can be compared to a peach. What part of the peach is the people of Israel, Klal Yisrael? The stone in the middle. And the body, right, that's the world. So if you swallow a peach whole, right, eventually the flesh of the peach, the skin of the peach, will eventually become absorbed into the body. But the stone, never. And what happens when the body can't tolerate the stone? As over here, Dr. Stein, zerspringt! It jumps! The body jumps when there's a stone inside. That's the world. The world can absorb all the umat ha'olam, but the stone is always sitting, the pit in the middle of the stomach. Slos nishlos. It doesn't let the world relax. That's who we are. We're the stone of the peach. There's nothing else to remember from today. That's what we're not. But Klal Yisrael is moedik. The Klal Yisrael is shavas amalim and ateva. We're saying a very deep revolt here. The feed the Maharal, and also the Sfasem says, as we've seen, Oyse Sholem Bimroimov, the concept of Sholem is something that's Lamalam and Ateva. Teva, by definition, means machlokes. By definition. It's a muzainah. Because things naturally pull apart. Kalal Yisrael and machlokes cannot exist. Not that they should not exist. Not that Sholem is a high value. Not that Sholem is a nice ingredient. But Sholem is mukhrach in Kalal Yisrael. And on King Sholem is dog in Kalal Yisrael. Because that means that we're abiding by the laws of Teva. That allows for machlokes. So who's Teva when it comes to Klal Yisrael? If we lived according to Teva, would we still be here in 2008? We should have disappeared thousands of years ago. If you haven't seen Seven Wonders by Discovery, you should see it. Doesn't matter how from we are. We should not be here. The Ma'alim and our Teva, the Sodat Zachshon. That's the difference. So it comes to Lashon Hara itself, the Ma'al says the Murad Ki Yisrael. Mara says, what does the word Ra mean? What does the word Ra, Rish Ayin? Evil. What else does it mean? So Mara says, an unbelievable Yisoid. In touch of the verse Toiv and Ra. What is considered Toiv? Good. And what is considered Ra? Bad. So we think good is good, good is good. What's good? It's good. Ice cream's good, and the things are good. And what does Ra mean? It's bad. What's bad? It's bad. No. Spinach is bad. Ice cream is good. That's Toiv and Ra. No. Mara says, that's not Pshat. Pshat Toiv and Ra. Toiv means that it has kium, that it has everlastingness. Something that is Toiv means that it will be here tomorrow. That's Taich Toiv. It means it's here. Like it says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, right? Vayalekim ki Toiv, Vayalekim ki Toiv, Vayalekim ki Toiv. Because Rocha keeps writing in his Torah that he saw that the world was good. What does it mean it was good? What does that mean it was good? What does it mean? What does it mean? Because Rocha gives himself a pat on the back. He gets a smiley face from his teacher. Vayalekim ki Toiv. Good, good, well done, good job. That's what he means. So Marab Shat, ki yadua shein chazal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boir elom is machrivon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many worlds and destroyed them. When he created this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, this world can stay. That's what he means. This world will stay. This world will remain. Vayalekim ki Toiv. That's why there's no Toiv on Yom Shadi. Because it's machlokes which break the world apart. But all the other worlds, the door Toiv, why means it's going to stay? He says an amazing thing. First time I learned it was this week. Maral says that's the chiluk between the first luchos and the second luchos. What's the difference? The first luchos were destroyed. They didn't have kiyum. The second luchos remained. Why were the first luchos smashed and not the second luchos? What was the difference between the first luchos and the second luchos? Kabedes ovicha in Parshas Yisro states. Kabedes is so beautiful. It's beautiful. That's what says the Pashas Yisroi. What does it say in Pashas Rosh Chanon? State of what Toiv in the second Luchos. What's the state in the first Luchos? May the first Luchos will destroy the second Luchos. Because Toiv means Kiv. Merdik. Like that. So if I say, what's Ra? Ra is the opposite of Toiv. Ra is what breaks things apart. Ra means broken. As I say, Psukim. Shem Tehillim Perek Beis. Teroyim b'shevet barzel kechli yoytzer penapetzen. Teroyim b'shevet barzel. The word is Ra means to break them apart. So also Psukim and Eoiv and other Psukim also. So the Maral, the Ra, the Pshat and Ra is that it breaks things apart. Teruah, the Loshen Teruah. During the shofar, the broken sound, broken. Shem the Gemara Sulom Ro'ua is a falling ladder, it's a broken ladder. The ladder's about to fall. It's eating through. Talking about Rama Meir, Loshen Hora. The reason why this is the Loshen Hora, as opposed to all the other Loshonis, is because this is the koyach that breaks things apart, destroys our world. It is the ultimate Ra. It is the ultimate evil. Because it pulls things apart as opposed to putting things together. Where do we get the strength to put things together again? Shteitzach, completely out of time now, Shteitzach, this is the Koyach of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, which is the Chibur Shemayim Ba'oret. Bifrat Av Yaakov Avinu, which says, Mitosu Shleimah, Melosh and Shalom, the Yaakov Avinu represented the complete fusion between Shemayim Ba'oret in a complete way. All the stones, it says, came together. And that is when Yaakov Avinu got up and said, "Ein zekim beser lekim is zeshar Hashemayim." The chapter there was a complete shleimus. That this is the curse. The Hashteitach Yerushalayim is lost when things are broken apart. Hashteitach Yerushalayim. This is side of the vort Sholem. This is also why Yaakov Avinu said, "The chvoid al hatechad kvoidi." that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to have anything to do with Korach. That's why Korach ben Yitzchak ben Kos ben Levi doesn't say ben Yaakov, because Yaakov wants to have nothing to do. The Korach in Yerushalayim wants to have nothing to do with the Korach. Right, who is the Yisod of Machlokes. And that's what it says in many other things as well. Maybe practically it says like this. Kamso and Bar Kamso. We asked right at the beginning, we've explained Lashon Hara, but what's Chat Kamso and Bar Kamso? It's a tremendous, tremendous Musavot, it says in the Mefarshim on Nakimor. Ben Yaakov is also brought down in Ben Yoyodo. It says like this. What did Kamso do wrong? Bar Kamso was having a fight with Ahu Gavro. What did Kamso do wrong? Shin Svarim. That if we understand that shleimus in the world can only be brought about by shalom, and I understand that kol zman there isn't shalom between people, there isn't shalom between people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Kamsa was a good friend of Ahu Gavra. He was his good friend, close friend. Baal Rachme. Baal Kamsa was the enemy. So every day when Kamsa and Ahu Gavra are sitting down to learn together, what's Ahu Gavra talking about? Och, that shmoyge Baal Kamsa. And what does Kamsa do about it? Absolutely nothing. He just sits there showing they're not getting along. It's not my business. Not my business. I go along. I have shalom. That's not called shalom. If we understand that shalom is an ideal, that is a necessary, fundamental prerequisite to the very essence of Klal Yisrael, to our existence, it's not good enough that you've got shalom with your neighbor. If the next neighbor on the other side doesn't have shalom with the following neighbor. So faith in shalom, that's not shlemus. What is that? That's a broken world. That's terrain b'shem and barzel. Kamsa should have gone out of his way to make shalom between Ahu Gavra and Bar Kamsa. Bifrat if it's his son, according to the Mashal, is his son. Bifrat if it was his son. Should have gone out of his way. You let this machlokas continue to fester, and you don't get involved because you don't understand the gadlus and the importance of shalom. That's tekish. Memela ad kedei kach, Kamsa forever after goes down in history as a villain. As a villain for destroying Yerushalayim. Kamsa, as much as Bar Kamsa. In fact, it says his name first, I think. Kamsa or Bar Kamsa, but I'm sure I. Kamsa is as guilty as Bar Kamsa, because if I say this, then on King Shalom, we have no existence at all. So the Chofetz Chaim, very big kitzur. By the way, Agav regarding Korach, very interesting, it says that because of Machlokes, we have Anius, Ben Saraya, and that's why Korach lost all his possessions, Nebuchadnezzar, Heintig, and Titan. But I'll propose him to say it like this, very big kitzur. We said the Yisod of Sholem is Dafka not, you know, where two people just get along. We get along with the people that we like. Dafka Sholem is the Inu of Dafka. The more opposite it is, and they can come together, that's the ultimate Sholem. We always joke Purim time, Shachmon, send Shachmon to my friend. The whole point is to be Marva Ava Vereus Na'achvo, right? And I send to my friends I get along with anyway. The Yisod of Sholem is Dafka to find the person you haven't spoken to for 6 weeks. For the person you haven't, you know, had a good relationship. That's Sholem. That's the opposites coming together. That's the ultimate Sholem in Roimo. Shtem no melech. The way to be in the Sakin Sinas Chinom, right, is to have Ahavas Chinom. Ahavas Chinom, what's Ahavas Chinom? Baseless love. What's Pshat baseless love? Mamash what we just said. Baseless love is the Pshat. I have absolutely no reason to love you whatsoever. I don't need you, right? I don't like you. We have nothing in common, right? And Dafka to go out of our way to find a place to make shalom with someone who's in a completely different worldview. The ultimate Avas Chinam, that will bring us to the sphere of the Kiyum of the Tefillah, Oyster Shalom, the Roimov, we ask Shalom Aleichem.